Other stories we're following, the Bureau of Land Management received just over $3 million for 105 parcels of public lands sold for oil and gas development. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly says that that has some groups calling foul. Heather?
Well, Brian, the Southern Utah Alliance says the land parcels sold are too close to parks and monuments like Arches, Canyonlands, and Glen Canyon Recreational Area. Attorney Landon Newell says oil and gas operators are winning and everyone else loses because there may be short-term gains, but the drilling will harm habitat for sensitive wildlife and destroy the beauty of the area for future generations. A BLM spokesperson says energy development brought in $2.6 billion in economic activity in Utah last year. Companies who buy leases must produce a drilling plan within 10 years. Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.